There are fears some Pacific Island workers in the Australian state of Victoria will struggle to pay for food and accommodation because they're now unable to get to work across the border in the neighbouring state, New South Wales. As of yesterday, it closed its borders to all temporary visa holders as part of tough new restrictions to try and stop the spread of coronavirus between the two states. Priyanka Srinivasan has the story.
For more than 2 weeks now, Cedric Tamarack has been without a job.
I'm in need. I need help. I need to move to other farm because I need money also. I don't survive without money. I don't stay nothing like this because I come here for work.
The Ni Vanuatu pastor came to Australia as part of the Pacific Labour Program and along with 30 others worked on a grape farm in northwestern Victoria. But that contract finished on July 7th and now the men are unemployed and desperate.
We wait for them to tell us to confirm to us that when did we leave here to go to Queensland, but they told us that the state in Queensland, they don't allow us to go because of the corona or the virus, COVID-19 or the border is closed. So that's why we are still here.
The recent decision to bar seasonal workers travelling from Victoria to New South Wales has caused further anxiety. The new restrictions build on earlier controls that aim to limit the number of people crossing between the two Australian states. But unlike before, the estimated 1,000 international seasonal workers will no longer be given permits to cross the border for work. And that includes many Pacific Labour Scheme workers, like Cedric, who had expected to find work in other states once their work in Victoria dried up.
The ban is, quite frankly, discriminatory. It's very unfair and it's very, very unhelpful.
Jeanette Armstrong is the United Workers Union's Executive Director for Farms.
We have not heard of one single Pacific Island member who's here working on the seasonal worker program in our membership that has actually contracted coronavirus to date. So to claim that they super spreaders is just very, very dangerous.
The tough measures come as COVID-19 cases in Victoria continue to surge. The state has recorded more than 1,000 new cases over just the last few days, with more than 3,000 current active cases. Adam Marshall is the New South Wales Minister for Agriculture, and he says both New South Wales and Victoria's chief health officers recommended the measures.
They deemed that those particular people were in the high-risk category as carriers and potential spreaders.
But the United Workers Union says that decision has jeopardised the health and welfare of many workers who have been turned back trying to cross the border to New South Wales for work.
We have significant concerns and questions about what are these workers supposed to do? How are they going to pay their rent? How are they going to maintain their government-mandated private health insurance payments? And how are they going to feed themselves?
Others are questioning why the New South Wales government has only excluded temporary visa holders from crossing the border. Many Pacific workers and other migrant workers were granted extensions to their visas earlier this year to allow them to continue working in what the federal government termed critical sectors like agriculture. Victorian Agricultural Minister Jacqueline Symes says she is seeking clarification on those measures.
I don't really understand how you can be a critical ag worker and get access to a permit, but if you're not a permanent resident, you can't. That just does not make sense to me.
Meanwhile, Citrus Australia's CEO, Nathan Hancock, warns that fruit will be left to rot if workers can't travel to their farms.
This is very detrimental to the harvest of the citrus crop that's happening right now.
The ABC understands that some Pacific workers were stuck in Victoria yesterday, unable to return to their work in New South Wales farms, but their employers were able to help them cross the border. For Cedric Tamarack in Victoria, he hopes the Australian government will be able to support him and the other Ni Vanuatu men and women who are desperate for work.
We really need help, assistance. If Australia government, we kindly ask him if he can help us with some support in the financial side so that we can survive us here in Australia.
Cedric Tamarack ending that report from Priyanka Srinivasan, and thanks to Sherry Von Horchner and Jane McNaughton for contributing to that story as well.